Welcome to the Men Moving Forward podcast. This is the number one podcast for male and female entrepreneurs who are looking to move forward and build confidence and social value so they can experience deeper connections and more successful relationships. On this podcast, we're going to be discussing overcoming narcissistic abuse, building confidence and charisma, creating successful relationships, living an abundant and prosperous life. Subscribe to get regular updates, notifications when we add the latest episodes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Men Moving Forward podcast. Today I'm joined by Salvatore Marola. Salvatore is a communications expert. Salvatore, do you want to tell people, you know, a bit about yourself and what you do?
Hey guys, I'm Sal. Hey Mark, thanks for having me on the show. So as Mark was saying, I coach people to become expert in communication. That's like talking, portraying themselves, just getting themselves out there. And those that have like an idea and they don't know how quite to expand on the idea, just getting it out there, getting people to know who they are, communicating in boardrooms, communicating in social aspects, just bringing their life to have more abundance to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's in a nutshell. That's what we do. I am the founder of Standout Man. So check us out. That's the best place to find out what we do.
Excellent. So you teach people, mainly men, how to communicate more effectively.
Yeah. So it was a few years ago. I was chatting to this guy and he said that he was having trouble with a guy at his work. Mm-hmm. And it was just on a Facebook forum and I just wrote something. Loads of people were giving him information that I didn't think was necessarily true. Mm-hmm. It was almost just like it was easy information to give him. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote something completely different underneath. And I got a little bit of grief, you know, oh, you can't say that, it's not right. You know, the guy, basically the issue was he wrote that he was having issues with his staff members. Mm-hmm. And then people were like, oh, just sack him, you know, call him in, blah, blah, blah. You know, give him a written warning, et cetera, all like the easy stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I just wrote, it's not the employee, it's you. Mm-hmm. And then I had loads of like messages and, you know, oh, you're wrong. You can't say this about this person, blah, blah, blah. It just escalated from there. And then a couple of days later, I actually had an email from the guy.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I've seen the comments, but I didn't reply back onto the feed because you were getting so much grief. I thought I'd just do it privately to save my backside pretty much. And he said, what do you mean? So I said, well, it's you. You're the issue because you don't know how to communicate. You don't know how to handle your staff. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I'm giving them a pay rise. You know, I'm giving them money, but that's cheap. It's not, you don't need to give people money all the time. I said to him, he probably doesn't even want the cash. If you went over to him and said, you're doing a really great job today, that's probably double. It's probably worth more to him. Mm-hmm. Because there just becomes a time where money just doesn't cut it. And I know that sounds ridiculous because money is so important, but sometimes just to have a well done or you're doing great, or how can I make your life easier at work? Mm-hmm. And I just explained this to this guy. And he said, well, okay, I'll take it on board. And he come back with me in a couple of weeks and said, you know, you've literally changed my business. We're so much more productive now. And then it just escalated from there. And I just didn't think of anything of it. I was just me, like plodding along, no coaching, anything like that. And then I got another email saying, you know, so-and-so told me about how you helped his business. Can you help me? Hmm. And it just escalated from there.
That's good.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. And then Standout Man was born, and it's just taken off from there.
So what are the main communication issues that people, I mean, in that situation, it was that his workers wanted to feel valued and he wasn't valuing them, right?
It was like that he was almost overseeing them, that they were always going to be there. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, he could just get anybody in to do the job. And mm-hmm. when he realized he actually couldn't, it become a little bit, you know, he was in risk of losing his business that he'd worked all his life for. You know, we're only talking like a 10-person company, but it doesn't matter. If you overlook your employees, if you don't know how to communicate with people and get your point across effectively, mm-hmm. and also understand them, that's what communication's about. That's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. And I just helped him. I said, well, basically, just talk to them firstly. And he said, well, I can't do that. I've built a bridge now. I said, no, of course you haven't. Mm-hmm. You know, speak to them. Go and speak to them straight away. Yeah, it might take a couple of days for them to really calm down, but just keep talking and keep talking. And he said that's just what he did. Mm-hmm. He just started to break it down and break it down. And also ask them what they want.
To listen.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you can't always, you know, take from one side. Like, communication is a two-way street. Mm-hmm. You need to listen, but also the employees, I also spoke to them and I said that sometimes you should ask, mm-hmm. but ask sensibly, you know, ask with brain, you know, not just every day, I need a pay rise, but you know, I think this will make my job easier. Mm-hmm. Because if he says no, or they say no, they're still thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So so many people, you know, when they're having a conversation, they don't actually listen. They're just waiting for an opportunity to talk, to say what, you know, they're just thinking what they want to say next, as opposed to being present and actually listening to the person that's talking. So was that an issue that he was having? Or?
There was a sense that, yeah, he wasn't, I mean, this issue was just, he just wasn't communicating at all. Mm-hmm. You know, he was going through another guy who was saying the right things to both sets of people, mm-hmm. and it all just become a little bit messy. But, oh, absolutely. There is that really strong case of, you know, I'm not going to listen to a word you're saying because I'm going to speak next. Mm-hmm. And that's key to everything. That's key to relationships. That's key to, you know, social relationships, as key to building careers, gaining clients. You know, I see a lot of coaches, you know, we're on the forums, Facebook and social media, stuff like that. And you see a lot of coaches like, I'm not getting clients. You know, clients are struggling to come to me, or, you know, my message isn't resonating with them. Mm-hmm. That's because you're not allowing, you know, you're not listening to what they're saying. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's really, you know, it's, I use the word cheap a lot, because I don't think you need to be the best coach. Mm-hmm. You just need to listen and give the clients like the thing they want. Mm-hmm. You know, the word niche is so important, because, you know, if you try and generalize and get everybody, you know, everybody wants abundance of clients, everybody. That's like every coach, every business's dream, to get every client going.
Yep.
But if you aim for everybody, you'll probably get nobody. Whereas if you listen to three people might be the highest paying clients you'll ever get. And it's that listening. It's that really understanding what people want. Mm-hmm. You know, so many coaches go into it and they don't, you know, they don't research. They just have an idea and they just go hell for leather. And they think, right, yeah, my idea is brilliant. And you know what? It probably could be. They probably could build the greatest website. They probably have the greatest product. But if it doesn't fit the market, if people, you know, if it's not exactly what people aren't going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm finding with my own, program. I'm having to tweak it, you know, constantly. I just put out another post today to say that I've tweaked it again. So yeah, absolutely. Like you say, so many people, they don't listen to, you know, that they provide what they think people want, not what people actually want.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. It becomes like we're so eager to enhance our lives as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wants the freedom. Everyone wants to throw away their watch. Everyone wants to become like the millionaire, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just spent, I don't know, 6 months researching, really, really niching down on who we want and who we want to sell to or who we want to help, will probably save us more time in the long run.
Yeah. Yeah, more money on marketing as well, because you'll have a better idea of who your ideal customer is and you won't have to spend as much to attract them.
No, absolutely. Absolutely, Mark. Hmm. So what I wanted to ask you is why are you in, you know, the confidence? What do you like about it the most? Why do you want to help so many people?
Okay, so confidence was an issue for me. You know, growing up, I grew up in quite a abusive and narcissistic household. So I became quite abusive and narcissistic myself. And I used to put people down to try and elevate myself and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you know, I used to struggle to keep a relationship, struggle to keep a job. And then I got married. My wife said that I was mentally abusive to her. We had a horrendous divorce. About 5 years ago, you know, I was in a situation where I got to realize, you know, how abusive my family actually was. And you know, it was like a wake-up call for me. You know, I thought, Jesus, have I ever acted like that? And, you know, I realized that because I'd been raised in that kind of environment, it was normal for me to you know, be like that. So that was when I thought, you know, I better change. And you know, I'm confident, you know, I'm committed to helping other people go through that, because it's not very nice to have those kind of issues and that anxiety and even PTSD.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the end of the day, I don't think there's anybody more experienced in that area than someone that's been through it. You know, it's if you can just help one person, that's the way I see it. You help one person, and then maybe they help one person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, retrospectively, you've just helped two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not just about helping, you know, if you can change it, like, it's intergenerational trauma. So it is learned behavior. So, you know, if you're doing that to kids, you know, in your family, even your own kids, then, you know, they're growing up like that, and then they're doing it to their kids. So it's not just like helping one person, it's helping, you know, families, generations.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. And you have that as a goal, Mark, and you know, and you focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the people you're gonna, you know, you're gonna touch and help out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I know we spoke off this mm-hmm. channel and stuff, and we're both huge on confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm obsessed with it. I think I'm a big believer that it should be taught in schools.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer it should be taught in sixth forms, you know, because it's that one thing. It confidence takes us to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us to the next level. You know, it's the thing that actually gets us moving.
Mm-hmm.
If we can build that in somebody or a group of people or a generation, it's only going to benefit the next generation. It's only going to benefit the world. It's only going to benefit the person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, because confidence is the world's most vital skill. And because there's no point in having, you know, academic skills or loads of talent if you haven't got the confidence to use them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just in, you know, in communication. That's not just in, you know, like relationship trauma. That's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you haven't got the confidence to do anything, you're never going to do anything.
Yeah.
Because what will happen is you'll get in a mindset where you'll be like, well, I'm not confident to do this. So it probably means I'm not really going to be confident to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like so important. You know, it gives us a feeling, you know, if you can honestly say that you're a confident person, it gives you that feeling that, you know, we can be successful instead of we hope to be.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. So what kind of confidence building tips would you give people? What would be your main tips to help people feel more confident?
Yeah. So for anyone watching, firstly, you need to focus on what you want to be confident at.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just unrealistic to try and be confident at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person who's confident at everything is the richest person, is the healthiest person, the person that lives the longest. Mm-hmm. You know, because, and there's, unfortunately, that's not, you know, the saying, he who chases two birds catches none.
So you need a goal.
Yeah, a plan without fail. Mm. You need to set a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to think, right, what is it that I want? What do I need to be confident in? What is it that I want to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, is then you set goals to work towards that desire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you build little goals. The way I see it is the best thing to do is write down what you're not confident in. Mm-hmm. And how that would change your life if you were confident in that. And you've instantly got 5 or 6 goals.
Mm-hmm.
List them as the easiest one to the hardest one and build through.
Mm-hmm.
And another tip would be, once you surpass the goal and reach it, celebrate it. As stupid as that sounds, we don't celebrate enough, especially in the UK. We hardly celebrate at all.
Mm.
We have this thing where maybe it's seen as arrogant if we back ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that's not true at all.
So how would you recommend someone celebrate?
Just whatever makes them feel good for that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that means anything ridiculous, like, you know, posting on social media that you smashed a goal out, mm-hmm. getting a few likes to make you feel good, you know, having a really nice dinner or a takeaway or something that's, you know, so next time you pass a goal, you think, oh, actually, yeah, I get a takeaway, or I get to do this, or I get to do that. And it, you know, you suddenly start feeling better about yourself, and then you think, oh, I really want to achieve the next goal. Mm-hmm. Or I really want to achieve the next goal. So you're constantly moving, you're constantly progressing.
Excellent.
But there's absolutely multiple ways. You know, I've told people to get like a friend and say to them, well, have you achieved your goal yet? No, I haven't. Have you achieved yours?
Mm.
And I find that works really well, like an accountability partner.
Yeah.
And then after the celebrating, another thing would be, or the main thing is, to keep practicing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point in reaching a goal or reaching a desire and then just stopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep practicing, keep going. Okay. The more you can practice that one thing that you choose, the better you're going to be at it, the more confident you're going to be at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that confidence will shine through, and you'll be able to maybe start something else and be then confident at 2 things, 3 things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you thought to yourself, well, I wasn't very good at that to start off with, but now I'm really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, without giving so much information, they would probably be the 3 things I would do first.
Okay. So in terms of communication, what would be the one thing that you could recommend to anyone to instantly improve their communication skills?
Instantly improve.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest going out and asking somebody a question. As maybe that's ridiculous. Maybe it sounds scary to some people, but you don't have to go face to face this day and age. Mm-hmm. You can communicate in so many ways. Mm-hmm. But I would ask a random person a question.
Any question?
Any question, as long as it's obviously not ridiculously personal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe about the topic, you know, like the news, anything like that. Something that's going to generate a response back.
Hmm.
And get them talking.
Yeah.
And then the only other hint I would give further down the line is people don't enjoy talking about other people.
Mm-hmm.
People love talking about themselves.
Yep.
And if you want to become a great communicator, you need to listen to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, to start off, just go and have a question. Ask anybody a question.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, Sal, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you again?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, you can find us at Standout Man. It's just at Standout Man on Facebook. We also have a group called Mediocre to Mastery, and that's through Facebook as well. And that's just a really tight group, and we're just trying to build, you know, we're trying to build something there, get a little group going. It's very new. But yeah, come and be a part of it. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it. And if you need anything, just reach out.
Excellent. Thank you.